Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Trillville Thursday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The lighter side of Trillville Thursday.
I thought that was like, was Drake coming out with a new flute?
I hope so. I'm looking forward
to it. You're all in
like,
on that?
The first one was... It was on repeat at the house. So the second one,
because I know when it came out, I went outside. Because it's an outside type album. And you sit out there and just... Now, I ain't listened to it in a while.
I went on a real long run.
Okay.
And I put it on and I listened to it and it was good. Very spiritual feeling.
Right.
Felt good.
Feel your heartbeat.
Yeah.
Hear your heartbeat through the music.
My third eye was open.
Right.
My chi was centered. I was feeling very good.
There you go.
And, you know, he could put out an album of just like 45 minutes of. Like making burp sounds, and I'd probably listen to it just to support. But yeah, well, maybe the second one's coming out soon. We'll get to an NFL no huddle kick off the noon hour in just a few minutes. This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get back into more than just the Georgia Auburn game and some of the North Carolina nonsense that we talked about in the opening segment at 12:20. We'll look at some of the other really good football games coming up on Saturday, as there are many good ones. And we'll get to some Falcon stuff in just a minute.
You know, think about back some stuff my grandma would say about, you know, just you can't help people being stupid. You know, sometimes people just stupid. And you got to be the dumbest person in the world. This dude is suing LeBron James for $865 in a small claim.
For how much?
$865. in 66 cents.
Okay.
He's claiming that he was duped by LeBron's ad. Mm-hmm. The fan says he bought two tickets to see the Lakers versus Cavaliers when the decision was revealed in the ad. He thought he was going to be retirement, all those things. The tickets lost almost half their value. So you bought these tickets. And note, that's a brilliant move by Ticketmaster. Why not yank up the tickets?
Yeah, you might as well.
Might as well.
You might as well gas up the prices.
Yeah, you might as well.
For the few that thought it was something
for the few
other than
dummies that thought it was what it was. And now the I'm telling you, man.
But you still got the tickets.
Yes.
So you can still,
go to the game.
Go to the ball game.
You can go to the game.
Yeah. You know, now there's no guarantee LeBron's going to play.
That's another true thing.
You can miss a lot. But you go see Luka.
Exactly. They got another superstar.
And the Cavs won 65 games last
year. LeBron's going to play in Cleveland, though.
Okay.
I mean, that would be my take.
It said versus Cleveland, and he's a Laker fan. So I don't know if it's in Cleveland versus where.
Maybe it's in L.A.
Maybe it's in L.A. I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, you got tickets to a ball game. Go check it out.
Go check it out, man.
Yeah.
But that's pretty damn funny that you were suing for $800.
I also like that he's just suing for the price of the tickets.
Yes, I love
There's no pain and suffering.
Yes.
There's no, like, he's not gassing the price way up there for the hope of a settlement or some nonsense like that. He's just like, look, man, I thought you were retiring. I thought I was going to come celebrate that, and you're not.
I
want my money back.
I paid something similar to that for
tickets. Should have sued him.
To the Lakers.
Yeah, when Kobe.
Me and Donna were going the next day. damn Kobe Torres. We were watching the game when he blew out his Achilles that night. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to see the Lakers without Kobe.
Should have sued
Kobe's
Achilles.
There's no way. I was like, am I going to get? I was like, let's just charge you the game.
Yeah. Should have took him to Judge Judy.
Like, who else was on that team? Was I going to see Smush Parker?
I don't know what year was.
I don't know. It was my last
Kobe's
year.
Kobe's Achilles?
It was Kobe's Achilles because he tore it the night we were all hanging out watching the game
I
at a bar.
Post Smush Parker.
And then, so yeah, he tore it. I had already bought the tickets. And I was like, yeah, we'll go up to L.A., see Kobe and everything. That's one of the last things before we had to fly back here. I was like, yeah, let me go on and do that. That day, I bought the tickets.
Yeah.
That day.
Well, you know, that's, as you know, as you learned there, sometimes that's the risk of buying tickets.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, that's why I don't go nowhere.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Why, that's why I don't go nowhere. If it ain't
secondary
free,
market.
If it ain't free, it ain't me. You know?
I saw that somehow FIFA has imposed a fee on the World Cup tickets and also somehow the secondary market for the ticket. So they get a 15% chunk on the sale of the ticket and then also on the resale of it.
Yeah.
So
smart.
Cool. I mean, I guess smart, greasy, yeah. Underhanded.
It is.
Awful.
It is. Has it come to mind to maybe rent out one of your rooms at the house?
No. Okay. But that's a good idea, though. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, that idea was floated.
How did I was gonna say we don't have that much space.
Yeah, yeah, that idea was floated.
How do Argentina fans feel about bunk beds?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I was like,
yeah, well, if you've been to Argentina, they straight.
They got bunk beds in Argentina? Yeah,
they probably have some worse than that.
Okay.
Man, that idea was floated. Yeah, I just was here, babe, that, you know, the World Cup is coming. Yes, I do. I knew that, dear. Did you just find out? Yeah. Well, okay. Well, one of her class was like, yeah, they have a house. They're going to use it to Airbnb it and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, cool. Well, good for them. She's like, you think we can do that with the basement?
It's a sports theme. People, TVs, all that.
Man, please. I don't like people with the last name McMichael in my house. You think I'm going to let somebody name up in my house? Come on, man. Come on, dog.
My mom's place, they're not allowed to Airbnb.
Oh, they're not?
Yeah, it's like
the next question.
It's in the agreement. You're
okay,
not,
HOA and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, you're
probably
not allowed to use it for that. Because that would be the one.
Ballin-ass Barb don't need no bread. Ballin-ass no. Barb went from Europe to damn Hawaii. Where's she at now?
I think briefly, I know it's going to be hard to believe, briefly home.
Okay.
She had to be home for the birth of her not niece, but.
Grandniece.
Cousin, but niece, kind of, basically. Yeah. So she had to be home for that, and then. I don't know. Probably somewhere soon.
Yeah, where ballin-ass Barb going next?
Where the ballers go these days? United Arab Emirates? I don't know. Where do you go? Dubai? She's probably on her way over there. That's where she's headed. All right. We got some Falcons and NFL Week 6 grab bag questions. You want to ask them? Or do you want me to ask them?
I prefer that you asked them.
What's real and what isn't from the surprises in the NFL through Week 5? Which 4-1 team do you truly believe in, and which one do you not? Colts, Eagles, Bills, 49ers, Buccaneers, Lions, and Jaguars.
I'm going to believe in the Colts.
Okay.
I'm going to believe in the Colts. Their offense is rolling. As long as Jonathan Taylor is healthy.
Their defense is also quite
good. And their defense
is
playing really good. So yeah. I'm going to go the Eagles. The Eagles are still up there. I don't care.
They're 4-1. I agree. The Eagles have champagne problems.
I'll go the ones I don't believe in.
Okay.
Jaguars.
All right.
Don't believe in because I just don't know which one Trevor Lawrence is. And the 49ers, eventually, they're going to have some issues. But other than that, I believe in the Bucs. I damn sure believe in the Lions, the Bills, Eagles, and Colts. But the Jaguars and the 49ers, nah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the Lions are easy. I mean, the Lions are – I know they had that game week one, but they've been excellent since then. The Bills are easy. The Eagles are easy. I think of the teams that are maybe surprisingly at 4-1 with the Colts and the Jaguars, like – you know, it would be cool if those teams can keep it rolling just because they haven't done it in a while.
Right.
But I want to believe in the Jaguars because they have so many players on that team that I enjoy watching.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, and I do think that there's a lot of talented players on that team as well.
It's Trevor.
Exactly. Trevor. And he's played better, I think, in general in the first five games this year than he has over most five-game stretches in his career. Problem is – he's still really not all that accurate.
Yes.
Like, he's still not completing enough passes. The layups, like we talk about with Penix, he's still not completing the layups at the level that you have to be, like, a really consistent, high-level starting quarterback. And he's making the big throws.
Yeah.
Like, some of those throws that he made on that final drive the other night were incredible.
Unbelievable.
But he still misses really easy throws.
Yes.
And so until he starts to clean up the completion percentage even more, it's hard to buy it. The only thing with the Bucks, like, I think the Bucks are really good and they've done it with injuries. Like, they're going to get healthier as the season goes on. Like, you can't win every game in the last second.
They're just like, right? They're like the Commanders last year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
At some point the luck runs out with some of that stuff.
It does.
Like, they beat the Seahawks on some, like, that was crazy on Sunday.
Yes.
Sam Darnold bounced the ball off a guy's head. Like, there was a couple penalties.
Yes.
That got it. Like, again, they did it. I'm not trying to take anything away from them. 4-1 is 4-1, but I think there's different 4-1.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the way Baker's playing, man.
He's playing really well.
The way Baker's playing.
He's playing really well. And the thing about that, like what we talk about with those one-score games is you start doing it enough times. Like, everybody kind of just starts to believe that it's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
right? Like with Jaden Daniels last mm-hmm. year or whoever. Like Mahomes, obviously, the last couple of years as well. But even with those guys, even they have sort of come back to average a little bit with those one-score games, because
right.
It's just so hard to live like that week in,
it
week
is.
Out.
It is.
And they've won all four of their games in the final minute by less than a score, by
yep.
less than one score. So at some point, some of that will probably even out. At least I hope it does for the Falcons' sake.
Which contender who is below 500 had the best chance to rebound? The Bengals, the Texans, the Chiefs, and the Ravens. The Chiefs. They have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's the Chiefs. That one's easy. I think that, I don't know. I still think the Ravens have a chance to be okay. Because Lamar's going to come back, and some of the guys that are hurt on defense are
like, it's a possibility
well.
They're 1-5 by the time he gets back.
Or 1-6.
Because they have the Rams in a bye.
Okay.
The Rams in a bye.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, very possible. It's
yeah.
a pretty good chance they lose this weekend. The Bengals are screwed. Like, Joe Burrow gets hurt. Their defense already wasn't very good. I think that they're screwed. I understand Flacco is going to start this weekend. I don't know what the goal is with that, like what that really is going to be.
Like,
it's better than Browning. I will give them that.
Give them experience?
I will give them that.
Guess.
It is better than Browning. But if you think Joe Flacco is going to be able to get you through the next 2.5 months.
Did they sign him because he beat the Packers?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But like,
he knows how to beat the Packers.
Are they going
to
do what I do in fantasy and just kind of ride a different quarterback every week? They're going to make a trade?
I don't think you can do that. I mean, they can try.
They can try.
But some of the other names that were floated out there as, like, considerations for that job, like Drew Locke and Sam Howell, like,
they're Browning.
Right.
Yeah, they're Browning. So why – I mean, I don't know. I
will give them credit for not just, like, flat out being like, ah, hell.
He's our guy.
Browning's our guy,
yes.
And we're going to do – you know, we're going to go down with the ship. So at least they're trying something, but I don't think that that's going to work. I'm also like, the Texans just kind of haven't been very good for a season and a half now,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
mm-hmm.
obviously they had that great year with CJ Stroud in his rookie season. And everyone kept assuming that it was going to get fixed last year. It never really
did.
That
offensive line is not good.
Yeah. And
they can't run the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they have the problems that bad teams have.
I wonder what happened to Joe Mixon, because there had to be some flukiness in the offseason where he did something, because he's still out and they're not giving any explanations of what's going on with him. But I mean, they got Nico Collins and nobody else for him to throw the ball to. They can't protect him. The defense is good. But yeah, they're in a situation where they're in the South with the Colts, with the Jaguars. So are they going to be able to leapfrog one of those two teams? But I mean, no, I don't see that.
No, I don't think. I just don't think they're all that great. Like, I think that there was a lot of enthusiasm because CJ Stroud had a great rookie year and people like their coach.
Mm-hmm.
But like, the issues that bad teams have, offensive line, inability to run, like,
they looked so good last week,
mm-hmm.
but they played the Ravens,
yeah,
a beat up Ravens team,
right. And I think
without
Lamar, and they looked good the week before that against the Titans too.
It's the
right?
damn Titans,
it's the Titans,
yes.
right? So I don't know. I don't believe that the Texans are going to be okay. I think the Chiefs will be fine. Obviously, the Jets are the only winless team in the NFL. Who will their first win come against?
Oh,
they got the. Well, this is their upcoming schedule.
Okay, let's see here.
The Broncos, no. They're not going to beat the Broncos.
Game ball.
The Panthers.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll beat the Panthers.
Game ball. That's when AG gets his first game ball. It'll
yeah.
be against the Panthers.
Yeah, they could beat the Panthers.
Yeah, and then they'll beat the Bengals.
Oh, God.
And then they'll beat the Browns.
Oh, so they're going to get hot.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get hot. And then they'll lose to the Patriots, Ravens, Falcons. They'll beat the Dolphins. They'll lose to the Jaguars. beat the Saints, and lose to the Patriots Bills.
Okay. We just did a win-loss with the Jets.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I like that the Falcons are on the schedule.
Yeah.
That's good.
Where's that at? Here or there?
I don't know. But it, who cares? Like, yeah. That should be one of those ones that you should be able to count on at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Although, who knows? Falcons got beat 30-0 by the Panthers.
They're playing overseas. You know, they're playing against the Broncos, who are coming off a real emotional win and all those different things. Can you get bad Bo Nix in London?
Yeah, Bo seems like one of those guys that gets in trouble in London.
Yeah, like he's over in a pub somewhere.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm making stuff up. I would encourage people to read that story, though, that Mike Silver wrote earlier this week.
You know how I feel about Mike Silver.
I don't.
I love Mike Silver.
Oh, he's great.
Yes, very much so.
Genuinely one of the best writers in the NFL.
A good man, but he's snitching a little bit.
This is kind of his job.
I read the article yesterday when I got home. Yeah, he's snitching, man. Like, damn, Mike, you're putting everybody business out there, huh? I mean, yeah.
Is not a reporter just another word for a professional snitch?
Sometimes, yeah. You know? But he over there letting all the secrets out. Like, ain't nobody going to let their husband go to damn London no more. No, baby. But you know the crazy thing about the London trip is, it happens every year. It usually gets worked out. So many of these kids don't have passports.
Oh.
Like, so many of them. Huh. So many of them don't have passports, which is always funny to me.
That is funny.
Yeah, like, okay, you know you were going to London. I got to get a passport the week of or the week before or something like that. Coach, you know I ain't got a passport, right?
Seems like something that the somebody in the team would be kind of responsible for.
You would think so.
You know
right?
what I mean?
You would think so.
Like, we're going to London in October. Everybody good on passports?
Everybody good on passports, yeah, man. Our wall-to-wall coverage of this Monday, Falcons Bills starts at 11 a.m. with a special broadcast at the Signy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here by Hilton Hotel, it'll be Dukes and Bell joined by me at the Nest on 4, the Cigna Sports Bar overlooking Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Going to break down Monday night matchup. Going to have, as Mike says, some shenanigans and all those other things. So get your tailgate started early with Dukes and Bell, myself, Monday 11 to 3 at Signia by Hilton on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Let you hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris. As the Falcons, like Randy said, get ready for the Bills on Monday Night Football. We'll talk some college football coming up at 12:20 as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.